Good morning. It's March 1st. What time is it? Eight forty-four on March 1st. Okay. 18-minute first mile, which is not bad. 19-minute first mile, almost. I'm walking. I don't know if it was such a good idea or not. It's 30 degrees. It's not too bad. It's not terribly cold. I'm bundled up like it was 10 below, but it's cold enough my nose is running. It's icy underfoot. And I'm really weak and shaky this morning. I don't know quite what's going on. Yesterday was kind of a ridiculous day. I got up, got things going first thing in the morning, got the kids moving. My wife stayed home. But right after the kids went to school, I went back to bed. I was sitting there in my chair trying to think of what I was supposed to do next, and I couldn't think of it. And that's when I realized, you probably need some more sleep. And the problem has been that my younger daughter has had late night activities almost every day for the last 2 weeks. Not on the weekends, but during the week, school week. She's been in rehearsals 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night for the play that's coming up at the end of next week. So she's been in rehearsal, which meant I've had to be out and about at 9:30, 10 o'clock, which is half an hour to an hour after my normal bedtime. And of course, by the time I get back from that, I'm not in any condition to go to sleep, so I'm up for another half an hour to an hour after that. And then, of course, the cats are no respecter of schedule and continue to wake me up at 4:30, 3:30, 4:30. I think one morning they let me sleep till 5. And then one morning, one night I actually kicked them out of the bedroom, so they weren't there to wake me up in the morning. I think I slept till nearly 6 that day. So to say that I was overtired is probably an understatement. So I went back to bed around 7:30 and slept for 3 hours. By the time I woke up and got moving again, it was almost noon. And I spent the entire day playing catch up with stuff that I wanted to get done, but still didn't manage to accomplish. Kitchen's still a shambles. I still have laundry to do. I still have this Sigler story. I got the clearance on the basic line, so I'm clear to go. I just need the story to show up. What I actually need is for my fingers to find the keys in the word processor to open up, and the story will appear on the page as if by magic. Sure. Right now, what I'm going to try to do is finish this walk without keeling over. I'm not quite sure just what the problem was. Perhaps not walking for several days has debilitated me in some way that I'm not aware of. It wasn't really that long. It was only like 4 days. And it wasn't like I wasn't getting a lot of exercise in between. The sun feels warm. I've made the turn. I'm heading eastish. I haven't quite made the big turn yet. But yeah, yesterday morning, early, it was, you know, if I had gone out walking at 7:30 instead of going back to bed, it might have been a different day. Well, it would have been a different day. To begin with, it was like 8 degrees. It did warm up by the end of the day, but that was a chilly start. Today started out, when I got up at 5:30, it was, wasn't too bad actually. It was 25 out. So we started up at a good point. Probably be a nice warm day before it's over. Melt off the rest of this ice, I hope. There's still patches of ice in the shade where it melts in the warmth of the day and then runs over the sidewalk and then freezes at night, so it makes things a bit treacherous. The snowbanks are frozen hard this morning, so. Have to be careful that I'm not going to trip on them, which is sounds funny, but if you're expecting to step on it or in it, expecting to step through it, instead it's frozen and you have a tendency to get thrown off balance. Or I do anyway. That's because I'm stupid. Oh boy. It's a good thing there's not a bench here, or I'd sit and rest a minute. This is silly. It's not like I don't have the stamina, it's not like I don't have the muscle, it's just that for some reason today, the possibility exists that I'm coming down with like a flu or something. The kids have both been sick. Elizabeth's been out, this is the third day this week, she's way overdue on, probably needs a doctor's slip to get back to school, but I'm just going to send her back on Monday. Because it's just not happening. Next year she'll be off to college. I won't have to deal with District 6 for her. I'll have to deal with the district for Jennifer for a few more years. Poor kids bored to tears. Trying to find ways to get her engaged. She's going to take AP history. And she's very excited about it because she's very much into history. So I'm hoping that they're actually going to engage her in history and not just do the, here are the dates, here are the faces, here are the names, here are the places. And not actually get into what it is that it's all about. I think it's AP World History, actually. She's quite taken with the 1700s, 1800s history of Europe. The French Revolution is one of the periods that she's quite enamored of, and not just because of Les Mis, but something about that period that fascinates her. She's also into the Renaissance and the Enlightenment and the whole bit, so she's, you know, for 14, she does a pretty good job. Yeah. Okay, here we are. Gonna make the turn east, the long eastern reach. The sidewalk that has not been cleared is required by the city. runs past at least two different houses. Yikes. Monk pole. There we go. Into the cleared again. Oh. Put on fresh clothes today in hopes that it would help me feel fresher. So far it's not working. I had my toast this morning, that was quite good. I still have bacon. I have a craving for bacon and eggs again. I think I've had bacon and eggs this week. So perhaps I will do that for lunch. It would sort of force me to clean the kitchen a bit. It's really bad. Excuse me. I turned my head away, and of course the microphone is tied to my cheek, so the microphone went with me, so excuse me for that. Yeah, you know, it could be I'm coming down with something. Oh, Lord. Well, there's no sense in trying to narrate today, that's for sure. March. March 1st. March, March, March. Left, right, left. It's a bird giving quite a good serenade off in the distance. I think it's a flicker. Oh, this is ugly. The street is polished smooth. Sidewalks are good, but the street is just a glare sheet of smooth, rough, bubbled ice. Smooth, rough, that doesn't make any sense at all. Rutted. Smooth ruts. Yes, that's better. You'd think I'd be better with language, but I'm thinking of telling this story of Greedock and flashback. I think I've got the opening scene. What I need to do is write it down and see where it takes me. Because I need to do some things. I need to say how Greedock got his name. I need to say how Masal the Efficient got his name. I need to describe how Greedock took over the Krakens and the Syndicate of INS City. He gets to interact with some folk. This is an interesting challenge because I really don't have a good grasp of that particular portion of the universe. So I think that's one of my issues. I realize I've just been walking along thinking and not talking. Car coming. But the whole Quith warrior worker leader structure, So yeah, I'm out, I'm walking. I'm not talking very much today. I wonder why. I'll look at this file when I get it back and see these great long gaps where I've just walked along. It's good that I've been mostly thinking about the Greedock story, because that's the one I've got to get off my plate next. It was due yesterday. Oh, need to get it done. Not good. Yeah, 20 minute miles. 19 minute miles. Well, under circumstances, just getting 2 miles behind me is probably enough of a celebration, because the way I feel right now, it's like, holy crap, I may have to go back to bed. I'll have to try to remember to post this first. The other morning I went home, got it all ready to go, got it uploaded, and I forgot to publish until the middle of the afternoon. Yeah. Anyway, 2 miles, I'm at the back gate. It's Friday. It's March 1st. Let's hope for the best. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.